At 6:06, it is partly clear and 42 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 61. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Changes are coming to Tulsa's 911 system. Mayor Bartlett is putting the emergency switchboard under the control of the police chief.
I decided to put the 911 system under Chief Jordan's area of responsibility because probably 90% of the phone calls that are made to and through 911 are related to the police department.
The department has been plagued with missed calls, calls on hold, and a high turnover rate in personnel. A Tulsa police officer is recovering this morning following an overnight car crash in East Tulsa. It happened around 21st and Garnett when an SUV pulled out in front of the officer. Both the officer and the driver of the SUV were taken to the hospital. Meanwhile, a woman is killed in a rollover crash on Highway 169 near 51st Street. It happened yesterday afternoon. The woman was thrown from the vehicle that rolled after swerving to miss another car. 33 people have been hospitalized with the flu so far this fall in Oklahoma. Officials speculate that number will start going higher. State epidemiologist Dr. Christy Bradley says parents need to remind their kids of safety precautions.
It's not to share things, like girls not to share lip gloss and makeup and things like that, because those also can be a way of transferring the virus.
Flu numbers increase in early January and usually peak sometime in February. State Treasurer Ken Miller is set to give a check worth more than $10,000 to a Krebs Elementary student for his college savings account. Miller will present the check to fifth grader Jackson Walters during a ceremony at the elementary school later today. The money will go toward Walters' Oklahoma 529 college savings plan. Walters' grandfather entered the boy in the contest. Efforts are still underway to get a proposal on the ballot in Oklahoma to fund school shelters for Oklahoma schools without one. Rush Springs Democrat Joe Dorman is driving the issue.
The most important issue is the safety and concern of these kids. The kids are not going to be successful in schools unless they're safe and secure in their facilities.
Last spring, 7 kids were killed when a tornado hit their school at Moore, Oklahoma. Police in Siloam Springs, Arkansas, say the body of a man who disappeared after leaving an Oklahoma casino has been found. Police say the body of 20-year-old Robbie Williams of Siloam Springs was found over the weekend behind a home in the northwestern part of that city. Williams was last seen Monday evening leaving a casino in West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma. Renovations to the River Parks jogging trail between 48th and 54th Street are now finished. River Parks Director Matt Meyer says the trail opened last week.
We did a final walkthrough inspection on that with our donors and with our contractors, and everything's good.
Work is now underway on a new section from 71st to Joe Creek along the east bank of the Arkansas. Our weather forecast, sunshine and unseasonably warm today. We will have a high this afternoon of 61. Now, normal for this time of year is 49. Tonight, it'll be clear and cool, 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 58. On Wednesday, a high of 63. And then on Thursday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 67. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now at 6:10, it is partly clear and we're at 42 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.